Let's talk food safety and hygiene level 2 certification. What is it exactly and why is it important? Over the past few weeks, I've been gathering all of the questions that you guys have been asking regarding this certification specifically. So Lauren and Yvette agreed to sit down with me as we work our way through all of these questions. So let's go check it out. For the best advice and guidance on how to get into the yachting industry as a crew member, subscribe to this channel and don't forget to hit that little bell icon if you want to get notified when I upload new videos every week.
Okay, cool. So tell me about the school. What type of school it is that you guys are running and what type of courses you provide?
All right, so I will start with Baobab Development Solutions. So okay. I am a hotelier by trade. So I studied in South Africa my hospitality diploma, and subsequently went on to be a hotel manager nationally and internationally. I spent 7 years in the UK in hotel operations, food and beverage mostly, as a department and as a specializing unit. And when I came back in 2010 after the UK, I decided that I had enough of operations and to open Baobab Development Solutions as a training provider. And mostly I provide hospitality courses, but then also I have branched out into yachting. So there's a couple of things that we do on that side as well.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Yvette. And you, Lauren?
So, yeah, I'm from Trilogy Luxury Training, which we specialize particularly in the yachting courses, mainly the interior courses. So introductory, right from introductory level right up to senior management level. And Yvette and I are actually two sort of separate schools that have come together to form to offer the level 2, which has become, as you know, such a sought after qualification, especially for yachties. It's been in demand now. So I saw a demand for it here in Durban, and so I got in contact with Yvette down in Cape Town, and we've formed Trilogy is now a training center for Baobab, which is very exciting, so that we can do the level 2 food hygiene here in Durban as well.
Oh, that's really, really cool. So tell me, what is, explain to the people that don't know, but what is the food safety and hygiene course exactly?
So Dre, the food safety certificate comes in different levels, but the level 2 qualification that we train for all hospitality staff and chefs, as well as yachties, is it's a food safety course which teaches them in a broad sense what their impact is on food safety and water safety, be it on a land-based or in a land-based establishment or on a yacht itself. So it's not just aimed, as people may think, at chefs who are actually involved in the food production and preparation, but it also deals with everybody who has a hand in serving the food or even storing the food or refrigeration management, water storage. So it's a very broad qualification. It deals with from personal hygiene to all the risks involved in food preparation. And then it gives the students a practical guide and procedures as to how they can control their impact, as well as control measures for bacterial infection, sanitation, and everything that goes along with that.
Okay, that's very interesting. I remember from when I did the course, there was also a lot of it involved in like the safe storage of food items, especially for long cross season and things like that, which is very, very good to know.
Yes, it, you know, it deals with the storage, but also with the whole food management system as a like a HACCP system. So it gives you the risk, and then it gives you exactly what the control measure is. So basically, it's a practical guide for anybody who is involved in the whole food prep area. So the idea is that your food handler can be astute, and if they notice that, say, fridge temperatures are going down, or they notice anything that are wayward or not the way that they were taught, that they would then report to the chief steward or to the chef. They have control measures, and they do have to record according to law, because they have to be able to prove due diligence. So, but it makes everybody responsible and accountable for the food safety and for the food that's served to the public.
Okay. And then, so tell me, what exactly is the difference between the food safety level one and the level two?
All right. So food safety level one is an introductory course. So it's basically for people who work in low risk catering establishments. So something like a food truck, which is not necessarily a formal catering establishment. Or in the UK, they also aim at home cooks who obviously want to understand their role in food safety. So we don't train level one as you would think. We train level one, then level two, then level three. So we start at level two because that is, according to the law, that is the minimum required standard that we have to train any food handler or chef.
Okay.
So yeah, it becomes a lot more broad. And then when you move from level two to level three, then it's more your supervisory chefs. So it will more be your demi chefs and your sous chef and head chef that will do the extra on level three, because then it becomes very intricate in terms of the HACCP system and exactly what you have to do, how to record it, how to set it up.
Yeah. Okay, that's very interesting. Thanks for clarifying that.
No problem.
And so I know you mentioned like it's regarding food safety and that it makes everybody responsible, but can you explain to like all the newcomers to the industry why it's specifically a requirement for the interior crew?
Can I, I'll give this one to Lauren so she can explain that one.
Dre, you know, from a legal point of view, as Yvette mentioned, there is a legal requirement. A lot of yachts fall under the British Overseas Territories flags, which are our red ensign flags, which are governed by the MCA, which is a Maritime Coastal Authority. And, you know, and they obviously abide by the law. So, you know, without getting too technical, number one, it's part of the law and the regulation of MCA governed boats, but also and the Maritime Code. You know, it actually refers to the Maritime Code as to why. And, you know, and to be, as I said, it's quite technical, exactly. It's part of the merchant shipy regulations, and it's part eight, actually, of those, if anyone wants to go and have a look at it. But in short, stewardesses, you know, as stews, you carry food to and from the galley. You do certain very small food preparation. You know, you obviously stocking fridges. You are involved with the service and the preparation of guest food. And, you know, it's very important. The chef can adhere to all his health and hygiene regulations. And then a stew can come along and completely throws out the window if she's not aware. So I think, you know, the introduction of this is really great. When I entered the industry, we didn't need it. And, you know, looking back now, having actually done it and now teaching the course, it's actually got some really great, you know, guidelines and rules that are going to help provide a better service for our guests, because we know that the food is so safe, you know, and that every precaution has been made to deliver them with safe food. So, you know, especially any yachts that fall under MCA and any of the bigger boats that are commercially registered, it is a legal requirement that anybody who touches the food has the certificate.
Yeah. I mean, I also found that, you know, because when I started, we also didn't need it, but I did find that the moment that you do have the certificate, being able to help the chef out as far as preparing the food for storage, like you have a better understanding of the dangers that are involved. And then all of a sudden, you never thought that you would be the person that said all these silly things to prevent things from happening, but then you know what can happen if you don't do those things. So I feel like it's definitely a requirement. Yeah.
It's quite funny, and I'm sure Beth will agree with me, that anyone who does the course, one of the main comments we get on the feedback forms are, I never realized how much bacteria there was and how like people become super aware of their food, you know, and it is like you say, it opens your eyes and it gives you that knowledge and to be able to just safeguard yourself and others better.
Yeah, definitely.
I also think that in terms of that, we also see in sort of the latest years, a lot of the students come through or going into yachting are quite green, actually. So they don't really have hospitality background. And I think the thing for me with food safety is this provides them with a good foundation of understanding. because, you know, the only point of reference is their own home's kitchen. So I can teach you a lot in your mom's kitchen, but when we take you into a commercial kitchen, the whole playground changes a bit, you know, there's a lot more danger. So when we show them commercial kitchens, it's like, you know, you see all these wow faces. They go, oh, my word. So, yeah, and it's no longer one person in a kitchen. It's now 50 people in a kitchen. So, yeah, it really does help to make them aware of the risks.
Yeah. Okay. And then, okay, so let's go on to the next question. So now with everything that that's happening, a lot of people have been asking whether or not this course is available online. So is it available online? Is it approved and all those other finer details?
Yvette, do you want to take this one?
Yeah, I can do. Before COVID-19, it wasn't so much a question as to online because MCA only recognized face-to-face training. That is the way they preferred the training to go. And therefore, we as training providers have our accrediting bodies and we do the courses then in a face-to-face manner. But obviously, with the international pandemic and people not allowing to be gathered or move or transport, we had to go to an online version. And there is now, the MCA do approve of certain online courses. So we do provide level 2 and level 3, as well as the refresher course for food safety and catering online now.
Okay. And then what is the requirement for MCA in order for you to be able to have this course online?
So the reason that it is, and I must give credit to Yvette because she really pushed hard during COVID. I mean, she got hold of the MCA herself and didn't wait for the accrediting body to do it. She was really, you know, at the forefront pushing for it to be online there. So I'll give all credit to her. I'm sure there's many people who are thanking you as well. And a lot of people are still unsure about why our course is accredited online. And the reason that it is because the students go through an online tutorial, but then to actually write their exam, they have to have somebody live. And this is one of the examiners and from the UK, from Half Field, which is in the UK, watch them via their smartphone and via their computer. So they are actually writing in front of somebody. And that, I think, is a big reason why the MCA approves it, is because they can happily see that, you know, they can be happy that this person is a person writing the exam. They have been actually watched while they're writing the exam. There's no error for cheating or for them not completing the course properly. They have to go through the steps. And one of the things that we do as well is that once they've completed, and Yvette always monitors them online to see how far they're going through, we actually then send them a test exam so that they're fully prepared, you know, and we do make sure that we do our due diligence and that the person writing the exam is the person who's got the certificate and that they've done it in an exam sort of circumstances environment.
Okay, that's fantastic. So I have one more question and it's not part of the questions, but the food safety and hygiene level 2 certificate, if somebody comes and do it through you guys online, does the certificate expire? Do they at some point have to redo this course?
In the past, Dre, the old certification used to expire. So it used to have a 2-year shelf life. Now with having changed accrediting bodies, the certificate doesn't have an expiry date on it as such. It will depend, however, on the yachting company, the management company, as well as whoever the catering establishment is, for students to do refresher courses. So that's why there is an existing refresher course available on the level 2 food safety, in order for people to keep up to date. So what we don't want in industry is, obviously, say you did the training in 2020 and you have a career that by 2035, you haven't done any kind of refresher. So what we recommend is that they do a refresher every 2 years. It can only be enforced really by the management company, but we advise our students accordingly. And I am seeing that the management companies are actually pushing for the refresher courses. So I am seeing that my students from 2018, 2019, they are coming through now for the refresher courses. And then as well, the refresher course is an online course. So that makes it very accessible. So if you're on a yacht in France and you need to do your refresher, then it's easy enough to do it online.
Okay. And then, so the information as far as the refresher is concerned, is that information that actually changes consecutively, or is it actually just to refresh the people from not forgetting like really crucial points regarding food safety?
Look, it has all the foundational information of the original food safety level 2 certificate, but also it is updated by Highfield itself. They are the forerunners in the UK for food safety training. So Richard Springer from Highfield, he's very involved in terms of food safety. And so the updates are there. So it does frequently come through to us as providers, and we update our level 2 course accordingly. So Lauren and I will also draw from our experience, so hospitality experience as well as yachting experience, to update the students. And we try and give them as much practical examples of what they're going to come across, because that just makes the learning process easier.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much. Well, that's it from my side as far as questions go. Do you guys have anything that you would like to add for all the newcomers coming into the industry regarding this course specifically?
Lauren, you want to go first?
Yeah. I just think, you know, that the nice thing about doing it through us is that I come from a yachting background. So I draw a lot of parallels between what you learn in the course, which is very hospitality based, to how you use it on board a yacht. You know, and Yvette and I have actually worked together so that, you know, we can draw these parallels. And I think that together we offer a really valuable course for yachting, that they get this qualification that can be used land-based, but then they can immediately implement it on board a yacht and know what to expect as well. So it's not just a sort of, you know, land-based only course. And as I said, being able to offer online, I mean, we've had students writing in Perth in Australia. We had one writing in South America and all over. And it's actually been so great to connect with all these people via the online course. So, yeah, that's all I've got to add from my side. I've enjoyed it.
Awesome.
Look, I think in terms of food safety, what I say to the students is I think now that the legislation has changed to make it a compulsory course, it's helped us as providers to obviously ensure that they go onto their yachts or into their catering establishments with the right kind of attitude towards food safety. It's not a nice to have anymore. It's now a need. And in terms of what is happening globally with the pandemic, I think just so much more attention is drawn to it, and therefore it's a valuable qualification to have, not only if you want to go into the industry. Personally, you can also draw from the qualification, so I'd say go for it.
Yeah I mean it's never fun when somebody accidentally gets salmonella, you know, so
food poisoning is not fun.
No All right, well, ladies, thank you so much. I will be sure to put the link to the course directly in the description of this video. Thanks again for your time, Yvette and Lauren. I really appreciate it.
Most welcome. It
was
lovely.
All right, see you next time.
Bye.
And that's a wrap. Remember, if you have any questions or comments, come on over to the Spark Yachting group. There's a whole team of experienced yachters in there who would be happy to answer any questions that you might have. The link to that is in the description below. Watch these videos next for a deeper dive into the yacht room. If you like this video, please don't forget to subscribe and hit that like button and share it with your friends. And I look forward to seeing you in the next video.